Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity.
Sometimes feel like an alien. Do you have the impression that you don't fit in, that you're not really from planet Earth, but from somewhere completely different? Have you always felt kind of disconnected from your family, very different from your family? A lot of people feel that they are kind of alien. And you know why? It's because we are. If you are called to listening to this transmission now, live or on the replay, chances are that you have alien DNA. And this is crazy, but I swear, everything is gonna come out there in the open about this in a few years. Right now, some people out there have many databases about alien DNA. Aliens that have been on planet Earth, but also humans that have alien DNA. Only it's not released to the general public, but many of us actually have aliens connection and we can feel it. You can see I've got all my star friends there. And so today I want to share an epic transmission on why you are alien and how to know how you are coded with alien frequency, extraterrestrial or star races if you prefer. So be prepared for some pure quantum geekery, because this is part of the architecture of life, architecture of creation. This is what I download with my High Council of Light. This is the body of work that I share with humanity. It's very multidimensional, and it's okay if you don't understand it fully. I keep on sharing about it a lot. And as you receive this, your consciousness is going to shift and you're going to feel into your body. So with everything that me and my High Council share, I would highly recommend for you to feel in your body. Feel the reaction of your body. Feel if your body vibrates with what we share. Therefore saying, yes, we accept this information that Sandrine is sharing, even if it's crazy, as part of the truth. Or no, actually there is a huge misalignment and I don't relate to that information. And therefore it's simply not aligned with you. So with the architecture of life, we need to understand that from the source of creation, source creates many different projections, let's call it like that, and through many different rays, and it creates many different galaxies, many different universes, many different star races and planets and so on. And so most of us here on this platform right now actually have traveled and are still present in other times, in other places, across the multiverse. And many of us, we would place it as past lives, but actually everything is happening at the same time. So with the architecture of life, we can understand that the connection with alien, with star races that we have are actually currently present, and that right now there is a lot of shift happening in humanity in reawakening human's consciousness with interdimensional connection, with connection with star races and aliens from other planets. So I have some friends who do like a lot of CE5 and they go there and they connect with aliens and they're really interested in UFOs and so on. And that's great. It's cool. I love it. But for me, the way I work is mostly through my own consciousness and my internal reality. And I perceive them amongst us like they are already present, only they vibrate at a different level of frequencies. So we cannot perceive them yet. But I don't really look out there at trying to wait for the alien ship to come, because to me it's pretty clear they are already amongst us and we are them as well. Some of you might know that I actually trans-channel the Arcturians. I also have the ability to trans-channel other beings, but this is my favorite frequency to trans-channel because actually I'm also Arcturian. I have a huge portion of my DNA, which is from Arcturus. I don't know if you can see them here. This would be the purple one at the bottom. I also have very strong connection with Sirian frequency as well as Andromedan frequency. I also connect with Blue Avians, with Palladians, and so many other frequencies. I also have huge amount of dragon frequency and other races that have no names and that belong to completely different time and space that no longer exist. So I have prepared an extraordinary graphic to explain these teachings on why you have alien DNA, alien connection, and it's just only a matter of time until you actually realize this and connect on much deeper level. So many people that feel attracted to me, attracted to my teachings, it is because you feel a strong resonance, it's because you are also multidimensional and reawakening to understanding consciously what your multidimensionality means. So the teachings that we share are all anchored in the unified field. It's here to help you really connect to the infinite divine being that you are, so you can transcend separation and anchor more of your unique soul blueprint on this planet. So these teachings are really flowing, channeled from source. And with my High Council of Light, if you prefer, we translate those messages. I happen to be the human ambassador of my Council of Light. So I have the human voice, I have the device, the technology, the hands, and my little whiteboard to actually translate what my High Council is saying. And so this is why I want to share this with you today, because this is a message that my High Council has been sharing. And this morning we did a transitioning session for IREA, my school of channeling, and it was really extraordinary because we talked about the fact that at the moment there is a lot of upgrades happening around galactic codes, and it is going to amplify all the way to Lionsgate and a few weeks after Lionsgate, and then this portal is going to close off. So basically there is a lot of activation and upgrades happening in the DNA of humans that also have alien DNA, so we can be more conscious about this alien DNA and access it, not only to be able to connect with aliens telepathically, but also to be able to remember the codes, the qualities, the frequencies that we embody in these realms, and to be able to anchor this into this reality. Because a lot of us, as we have connection with star races and aliens of very high frequency, it means that we vibrate at a very high level of frequency. And so we are channels of those frequencies. And as channels of those frequencies, it is easier for us to ground these frequencies, frequencies of peace, abundance, freedom, connection, time and space travel, teleportation, and so on. My Joey gets very excited. Come, Joey, come. Yes, Joey, I'm talking about aliens, and he can feel so many presence as well, because Joey also has Atlantean wolf DNA, don't you, Joey? No, it's not very fully activated, but I know that he carries it with them. So basically, when we have DNA that is from different star races, it can show in this way. You might feel simply drawn and interested in getting to know about star races, getting to know about who they are and how you connect with them. You might have had or still have dreams about being taken on spaceship. You might have had connection with people who speak about being taken on ships and connecting with star races and speaking like language and channeling, and you find that extremely interesting. You might also channel. So many people have started channeling, and actually a lot of people have no idea how they do it, and a lot of people need to learn and train their channeling abilities, because it's the freaking infinite quantum out there. And if we start opening up our consciousness without understanding this different architecture, the configuration that we tap into, we start channeling all sorts of crazy frequencies that are often, unfortunately, not of the light, even if they are pretending to be of the light. This is why I have schools of channeling. So I have IREA, my school of channeling, where I train people to be extraordinary, precise, conscious channels of light. This is for people who are already working as channels, as healer, as Reiki master, as sound ceremonialist, and basically they want to up level. I help people up level. And I also have the portal, which is a membership to help people channel to elevate all areas of life, as well as the soul mission business. And just recently, I just launched the mini portal, actually, which is subscription-based membership, where you get to connect with your channeling abilities, amplify intuition, connect with soul alignment, and so on. And you have me as your mentor. So if you're interested to work with me, just send me a DM and I can let you know. So basically, here is the architecture of the multidimensional connection. So we have our oversoul network. So our oversoul network, some people call it the higher self, right? It is the bigger frequency that we are beyond time and space reality. And so this oversoul network projects, at the same time in a multitude of different realities at once. Here, the Oversoul Network projects us, you know, us on planet Earth. So here I am simply a projection of my soul. So I don't have a soul. My Oversoul has me, projects me if you want. All right, so this human projection here is me. So I have traced here the, you know, energetic field around, column of ascension, pillar of light that connects us to our Oversoul Network, and we can direct it all the way to God and below the lower axis to the center of the Earth. So the Oversoul Network also projects in many different realities. And if it projects in this moment, or if it does not, it doesn't make much difference in the fact that this Oversoul Network within itself has many different pockets of information. So if you want, within this Oversoul Network, they have all of these different pockets of information. And all of these pockets of information are, if you want, codes, codexes, libraries of light from other dimensions. So, for example, I know that I have a huge pocket of my Oversoul Network, which is Arcturian frequency. And I also have another pocket, which is Sirian frequency, as I have reached level of mastery in those dimensions, in those places. And I also have huge pockets of like dragon codes and so on. So everything that is present within your Oversoul Network is also present where? Within your physical body. So in your physical body, what happens? In your physical body, you have the crystalline divine genome. So the crystalline DNA, if you want, wraps around your carbon-based DNA, it is the mentor of your carbon-based DNA. So the crystalline DNA present within you is the exact match of your higher self, of your Oversoul Network, if you want. And so it is extraordinary to know about this, because it means that the data that you have, the lives that you live on Arcturus, in the Pleiades, on Andromeda, and so on, all of this information is also present within your Oversoul and therefore within you. And so what happens is that your crystalline divine genome is the motherboard of your evolution, if you want. So the more you choose love as your guiding force, the more you choose to increase your frequencies, the more you are going to say to your crystalline divine genome, please take over. Be the guiding force of this current incarnation. What can happen? Reversed aging. Started to experience it for a while. Kind of working. It's amazing. Also awakening gifts that are present from other dimensions. Because let's say, for example, like myself on Arcturus, you know, master the art of healing or trance or connection, telepathic connection. So when you have that within your crystalline divine genome, and at specific moment in your lifetime, you are going to receive keys that are going to unlock the data present within your crystalline divine genome, and this is going to come alive. And so it means that all of a sudden you're going to find yourself way more telepathic. You're going to find that you have the ability to heal yourself at a much faster level, to have downloads, to have like all of these crazy, amazing things coming. Like me, you know, like I channel at such a high frequency level that I honestly have no freaking idea how I come up with these things. It flows through my channel because everything is already present, because I have already reached the level of mastery in many different dimensions and lifetimes in this current incarnation and prior to this current incarnation and in other time and space reality. So I can channel very high frequency architecture and kind of make it tangible, more practical for us humans so we can embody it. So coming back to the alien that you are. If you think you are. If it's proven or not, who freaking cares? Because, you know, we are such advanced multidimensional beings of the light that of course our human brain can only comprehend a very small portion of what we truly are. If you are familiar with the Bhagavad Gita, when Lord Krishna showed its true nature to Arjuna, Arjuna just freaking passed out because he could not stand to see the true nature of the divine. when Lord Krishna revealed its true nature, like the other one literally passed out because of the blast of frequency. So there is no way that our human brain can possibly comprehend the extent of a multidimensionality. Only I am here to help you recalibrate your frequency, your neural pathways, your consciousness, so you can understand more of this. So chances are that you have alien DNA if you feel attracted to knowing more about it, if you find that you want to speak light language, if light language is coming to you, if you dream of being abducted by aliens, if you have always felt like an alien on this planet, if you come up with these freaking ass amazing downloads, all of that is part of your soul. It is part of your multidimensional soul. So it means that you can easily tap into this very high level of consciousness by learning to go inward, by learning to channel your own soul, channel yourself, channel what's present within you. But you can also learn how to channel your own soul network, as well as your spirit guide, your high council of light, your star family, and so on. Because to me, the most important tool that humans need right now and for the near future and the future is channeling. Because channeling is the art of processing information, receiving information, and sharing information. We are now into the age of Aquarius. Age of Aquarius is the age of extremely fast information. And as you might have noticed, we are bombarded by information. So if you want to know what information you are filtering, where is it coming from, if you really are an alien, why is it important to know about that? Why are you called to reawakening your alien DNA, your extraterrestrial consciousness? It's because you were born to do that. Your star family sent you. Your high council sent you. You're the freaking ambassadors of light beings. So it's about time that you, you know, get your shit together and do the work that you came here to be doing. And a lot of us, it is to rise in our leadership. It is to work on ourselves. It is to serve the light in one way or another. To be beacons of light, to have a great life, to promote abundance, freedom, joy, love for all. So aliens are amongst us. They are already around us. They only vibrate at a different level of frequency, so we don't perceive them straight away. So yes, of course, it's great to look for UFOs, but learn to fine-tune your channeling abilities, your psychic abilities, so you can actually see them around, which is way cooler, right? Then learn to look inside of yourself, learn to listen to what your heart is telling you, even if it does not make sense. Why it doesn't make sense? Brain thing, just science, right? So let that go. Let's say, I'm curious. I would love to know more. I'm very curious about discovering the alien in me. Remember that you can learn with me. I train people on this. I'm an expert at this. Now, I channel super high frequency coming from source, from God, and me and my High Council, we translate this for you. High Council is filled with stories and galactics and ascended masters and angels and archangels and dragons, wolves, like my Joey. My Joey is a projection of the wolf spirits that live with us. Aren't you, Joey? I was like, what the hell? I also have my panther over there, my cat Billy. So jokes apart though, like if you want to work with me, I have many different epic programs for like membership subscription, the mini portal, which is now open. So I would love for you to join. It's amazing. I have such a huge database about all the things multidimensional, quantum, soul alignment, quantum healing, past lives, ancient civilizations. Everything is in there. And you also receive once a month group mentoring with me and all the students of the mini portal. Then I have the portal, which is basically that. And on top of that, you receive 5 online courses plus live sessions, live transmissions, cosmic surgeries, and activation 3 times a month. And then you have IRIA, my school of channeling, if you want to really become an extraordinary precise channel of light. And then I also offer high-end private mentorship, if that is for you. Send me a DM and we can chat further. So this is why you are an alien. And I would love to invite you to dive more into that, because it's absolutely life-changing, so expensive, and so wonderful. Thank you very much for watching, and see you in the next episode. Bye.
We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.